Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do you take your shoes off on flights? Do you laugh loudly while watching your in-flight movie? Or maybe you've sat beside somebody who changed their child's nappy in the middle seat in between you. Well, any of these things could make you one of the most annoying passengers. I was reading Paula Gahan, a flight attendant in the Irish Times today, talking about the things that really just disgruntle flight attendants. But Marisa Mackel is a former air hostess and the author of Confessions of an Air Hostess. Marisa's with us here on Lunchtime Live today. What's the worst things you've witnessed, Marisa, mid-air?
Well, one of the most annoying things for me was when people would blow their nose and hand you the tissue. So, you know, when you'd be when you walk down the aisle, you know, collecting the rubbish, and people would sometimes go, "Oh, wait," and they just blow their nose and then hand, they go, "Thanks a million now."
And hand you, they wouldn't hand you the tissue. Surely they'd put it
in. Oh, they would.
And
I actually remember one time I was having my break and I had the curtain closed, you know, because it was my little private break coming back from LA. And I think it was 5 a.m. and an American passenger pulled over the curtain and he goes, "Hey, I have something for you." And he drew the tissue onto my plate, into my meal. Yeah. And he goes, "There you go." Thinking he was doing me a favour, like, so that he was saving me from coming up the aisle to collect the tissue. So, yeah, I can relate to a lot of those annoying things. The other one is people playing musical instruments for their kids in the middle of the night. And I've had to go down and say, "Look, can you please turn that off because people are sleeping?" I mean, there's other ways you can entertain your kids. You can rock them. You can, you know, whisper in their ear. But please do not bring a musical toy and be playing it at 3 a.m.
No headphones. Just playing it out loud for everybody to hear.
Playing it out loud. Stop. A musical toy going ding, ding, ding along, like, you know, and people like trying to sleep. I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Can you please turn that off?" You know, there's just some people they just don't think about other passengers. It's just thinking of this is the child's favourite toy. The other thing is people not asking for sick bags. I always think people, the minute you feel sick, you should ask for a sick bag. Don't be embarrassed. The crew would rather give you a sick bag than be vomited on, which happened to me. A lady came up and I was just standing by the toilet and she vomited all over my legs. And I had to take off my tights and do the whole service bare legs. And she was like, "Oh, so sorry. I was just too embarrassed to ask for a sick bag." And I was like, "Oh, no problem."
No worries at all.
Oh, Marisa. But walking barefoot in the cabin is pretty disgusting. I don't know how anybody does it. The toilets are always, the toilet floor is always wet, and yet they walk up and down, especially when you're trying to do the service. And the other thing is they let the kids run up and down the aisle, and it's just, that really is a safety hazard, because you have a boiling pot of tea or a coffee in your hand and turbulence can happen with no notice, you know.
I've seen examples of that recently as well.
I
couldn't believe I was reading Paula's piece today and galley yoga. Like, who gets out of their seat?
I never came across that. I never came across somebody doing yoga poses in the galley. I don't know how
I
would
have
reacted.
Flight.
I probably would have
up the front of the plane doing this.
What I remember is like drunk fellas coming in and asking for a kiss or asking, you know, which hotel you're staying in. I mean, there used to be like mad people like flying. I think yoga is a bit better than being harassed.
Absolutely. About the passengers in the flight, says Jack in Mayo, the most annoying thing. Oh yeah, this is somebody farting in the seat beside them, he says. Amanda makes the point, people letting their kids kick the back of the seat in front of them. I'm usually the one that sat in that seat being kicked, says Amanda. Kira Mooney is the managing director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. Kira's with us on the line here too, Marisa. What are your horror stories, Kira? How are you?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you. Well, recently enough now, just coming back on a flight from Dublin to Valencia, I ended up scalding myself with the hot tea. And it's only when you start talking to people about that, oh, Jesus, yeah, I know somebody that happened to. But yeah, that was a bit when you're in so much pain and you don't want to disturb the people beside you. But I have to say, the air hostess now, she is absolutely fantastic. I was looking back to get milk and then the tea just went all over my legs. But I spent the rest of the flight then sitting there with the cold liquid all over me. But it was nearly a welcome relief because I was burnt.
I know.
Yeah, I've had that before. And I think people with the earphones, I think that's one of the things. They're so cheap to buy. And you have people listening to them on full volume beside you. And you're like, Jesus, I didn't want to. I don't want to hear this. I have my own stuff going on, you know.
People just seem to be in a total bubble, are they? Like, in their world of their own, they think there's nobody near them or around them when they're on a flight.
Sometimes I do it myself, you switch off.
Yeah,
I was on a flight last week and or the week before last, whenever the Wimbledon was on, and this man was playing a match at full volume, and his mother, the two of them were watching as if they were in their own sitting room. And thankfully, it was just a very short flight. But I think if that had been a transatlantic flight, I would have said something. You have to be considerate of the people sitting all around you.
This listener says, I was flying last year to Spain and the chap felt it was totally acceptable to take his shoes off and stretch his feet under my seat right through to where my feet were. Now, I'm a small person, but seriously, I was about pushing my own bag under the seat then to kick his feet back. Like, I just think it is mental, people who take their shoes off on flights and their bare feet and put their feet up on the seat beside them when there's like a middle seat free. I just think it's mad that people do that.
Yeah, I mean, would you do that in a restaurant?
Sorry, Marisa, go on ahead.
No, I just said you wouldn't do that in a restaurant. And so you have to remember when you're flying that it is, you know, it's a communal area and you have to behave yourself. And also it's very tough on the crew, because if you like took your shoes off in a restaurant and put your feet up on the table, you'd be asked to leave. Whereas we can't like open the plane door and shove you out, you know. So unfortunately, you have to be extra polite, I think, when you're flying, you know, and consider other people flying. And not everyone is going on holiday. Some people are traveling to funerals. They're very stressed and they don't want to be smelling your bare feet. Thank you very much.
Not having their liquid separated at the security, that is my biggest issue, says this texter, Kira.
Oh, well, I have a bit of advice now for everyone that's listening. In Dublin Airport, in area 1, 2 and 3 of check-in, you can literally go straight through without taking anything out of your bag. It is fantastic. And I'd recommend anyone going. It's to your far left when you go in. And it's amazing. It's new systems that they're after putting in place.
Oh, they're brilliant.
And a friend of mine who didn't, he had to separate all his liquids out when we were traveling recently. And it took him double the amount of time to get through. So it's the little inside tips like that. Just turn left rather than going straight ahead.
Do people always tend to talk to you, Marisa, when they're getting on the flight?
Like passengers?
Yeah, like the galley talkers is one of the top annoying features.
I haven't been flying for a while, but when I was, yeah. So in the middle of the night, especially Americans, they would come up and ask you, you know, how to get like the bus from Killarney up to Donegal. And you know, like, we wouldn't have all that information, you know, but I think they're just bored because it's just such, you know, it can be such a long flight, and if people are traveling on their own, they just like to chat. But I didn't mind people chatting, really. So when they press the call button and to ask you a silly question, that really annoyed me, because if you press the call button, you wake up like 300 people just to say, what country are we flying over now? Like, you know, I'm like, really? I mean, why would you do that? Why would you wake everybody?
This texter says, once a passenger sat next to me eating the seat in front of him. Like, actually eating the seat in front of him. He was high as a kite, though, on cocaine. It was a flight back from Ayia Napa. It was actually very scary to see. Ben and Carlo says, I was on an overnight flight a few months ago where people who were sitting at opposite ends of the plane gathered in the aisle, chatting and laughing during the flight when people were trying to sleep. And Andrew and Cavan says, the one I get regularly in planes is the person behind who gets up and pulls back your seat in an effort to try and help themselves get up. And then the seat, your seat now, naturally springs forward. I've often been woken up by this. Once in a long haul flight, I got this maybe a dozen times from the guy behind me. Also, people who recline their seats onto me in a short haul flight. antagonises me. And I'm tall as well, says Andrew and Calvin. 087 1400 106. The things that most annoy you on an aeroplane.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.